when they told me where the fool had gone. Oh, I was but the youngest one up there on the hills there climbing on. You went up with an open heart when they found you it was all but cold. Those hounds, they seemed so long. Be the last to know when they told me where the fool had gone. Oh, I was but the youngest one.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears. I am your only host this evening. I'm Esbot. Mbot is unfortunately out of the Circuitron this evening. She's en route. I think she's en route back here, but she's definitely not in the studio with me tonight. So it's just boring me. There won't be quite as much banter. I'll try to move through music as fast as possible. That seems like the best method for this one. So tonight's show, this is transmission number 46. We've done this before. We've done shows like this in the past. I think we've done two before, but this is the Labels That Rock Our Robo Brain Chips show. In this case, it's just a label that rocks my robo brain chip. And it's going to be the Drag City show. Drag City is like an independent label that's based out of Chicago. I believe it started up in 1989. Their first release was a band called Royal Trucks. I have no idea about Royal Trucks. I didn't do quite that much research into it. I'm not familiar with the band. In fact, the label itself has a huge roster, just a massive roster that I'm mostly unfamiliar with. But I did do some research for the show. There's a couple of staples that I definitely knew and I really enjoy. But it was interesting to see the other acts that are on the label. It was founded by Dan Koretsky and Dan Osborne. And it's, to me at least, I mean, it seems like you very well might be very familiar with the label. I'm familiar with it, but as I said, I'm not too familiar with their artists. And it seems to be a label that's really rooted in tradition, I guess. And not necessarily traditional music, it's just they seem to exist outside of popular music, which kind of seems to have absolutely no relevance to them. They tend to allow their artists, from the looks of it at least, to grow over many albums and kind of to nurture a career rather than just these single outputs of an album here, album there, or just like promote the heck out of a single or something like that. A lot of the artists that we're going to look at tonight have had all of their releases with Drag City dating back to like the early 90s, since they essentially started. So that's the show. That's what we're going to look at, Drag City tonight. And the first artist we're going to hear from is going to be Bonnie Prince Billy, who's one of my my favorite artists, certainly. This is going to be from his latest album. He joined up with the Carol Gang for the album The Wonder Show of the World. The track we're going to hear is Troublesome Houses. Now, if you aren't familiar with Bonnie Prince Billy, this is his latest moniker, I guess, the latest name he goes under. But for a long period of time, it was various Palace names, Palace Music, Palace Brothers. I think there was even a Palace Songs at one point in time. But it's Will Oldham, and he's been making music pretty prolifically for the last 20-some-odd years. And even, I think within the last 5 or 6 years, he's put out 2 albums a year, which is just crazy. Anyways, maybe I'll speak more about him after we listen to something from him. But we're going to hear the track Troublesome Houses. And after that, it's going to be a band called Loose Fur. When I was researching for the show, I heard Loose Fur just on the internet as a link off of Drag City. That's a lie, actually. My girlfriend saw it when she was helping me do research for this. And we listened to it, and I was like, oh my god, this sounds exactly like Wilco. This is, what a total ripoff band. Maybe I'll still play them, and I'll just say this is a total Wilco ripoff band. And I feel like I'm somewhat of a Wilco fan. Maybe not so much anymore, but certainly around the time of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Upon looking into it, I realized that this is essentially a side project. This is Jeff Tweedy with the drummer Glenn Cochi and Jim O'Rourke, who's kind of a staple in Drag City. He also contributes to the songwriting as well as being one of the singers. And they've released 2 albums now. It's pretty, to me at least, it was pretty under the radar. But yeah, it kind of sounds exactly like what you think it would. And what it sounded like to me was just a Wilco ripoff band. But we're going to hear something from their second album. The album's called Born Again in the USA. And the track is The Ruling Class. So let's get right to it. This is Bonnie Prince Billy and the Carol Gang with Troublesome Houses. And after that, Lucifer with The Ruling Class.
She couldn't take that I visited troublesome houses. She'd say when I got home to leave her alone. She could taste trouble on my mouth. Gone, I missed her idea and still went to troublesome places. keeps from me still. Though I need my own bed and its solace. Days and noises steal in and copper my will, and I face the evils that follow us.
Sorry, Charlie, honey, he's back from L.A. So, son, you better turn it around. Yeah, Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around. Yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack. Find him if you wanna get found. Supper with the upper management of a new regime. He's in a new jacket, tax bracket, sandals, and a dark pair of jeans. He's got deductions right on down the line, dependent claims on all of mankind. Have no fear, he's right here drinking beer. Down.
He resurfaced on the sidewalk on my block the other day. Yeah, it's a fact check, it's sorry Charlie, honey, he's back from the grave. You better turn your frown upside down, Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around. Yeah, he's back, Jack, shooting smack, find him if you wanna get found. Oh yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack, find him if you wanna get found.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day. Same every day. Same.
Okay. Welcome back. Again, you are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Loose Fur. That was not Wilco, that or Jeff Tweedy on his own even. That was Loose Fur with The Ruling Class. And before that was Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang with Troublesome Houses. What I did want to mention about Bonnie Prince Billy is that not only is he, I'd say, one of my favorite musicians, but he's also one of my favorite actors. He has little bit parts in films every now and again. And I'd say probably some of my favorite releases of the last 5 years, I'd say, have included him. This includes Junebug, which is totally amazing. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. He has a small part in it, but it's still good. And also, he's been in both of Kelly Reichardt's last two films, Old Joy and Wendy and Lucy, which are both totally fantastic. He plays a much larger part in Old Joy, but he's good. I feel like he has just really good taste in everything he does, and I'm always happy when he has a new release. Oftentimes it's just more of the same, but something about it is comforting to me. Okay, moving right along. Next up is going to be Bill Callahan. We've definitely played Bill Callahan on the show before, but he obviously is a huge staple to Drag City. Obviously, he hasn't always gone by Bill Callahan. Before that, he was Smog. But he's been releasing, along with Bonnie Prince Billy, who at the time I think was releasing under Palace Music, I think they've both only released on Drag City since they started. Like, their first albums were released on Drag City. Bill Callahan's been with Drag City since 1990. So he's been with the label for like 20 years, which is incredible for a label to support an artist like that. And I feel like there's been ups and downs with Smog, definitely. And his last album, I mean, he's been under Bill Callahan for two albums now, and a live album, I should say. And his last album, Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle, is, I think, one of the best things he's put out. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to hear a track from that. I've played tracks off of this album before, but here's going to be another one. The track's going to be Rococo Zephyrine, which when I you know, it's funny, when I looked at the back of the album and I actually saw that the track name was that, I was like, oh, why is it like that? How do you even pronounce that? But recalling the song, he sings it in the lyrics, and you kind of don't even realize you could spell it out, but amazingly they did on the back of the album, or the back of the CD, I should say. And after that, it's going to be Scout Niblet. I really don't know too much about Scout Niblet. This is going to be from the album This Fool Can Die Now. I think she has a more recent album, but this is the one I could get my hands on. The track's going to be called Moon Lake. The album was engineered by Steve Albini, who contributed engineering on Joanna Newsom's Ease album, as well as legendary Pixies albums and Nirvana as well. I think some early REM too. And the album also has four duets with Bonnie Prince Billy on them. It's good. She sounds very similar to Cat Power, I feel. Only perhaps more of a stripped down version of it. Yeah, just more of a raw sound, I should say. But it's great. I didn't want to go overboard on the whole Will Oldham thing, so this coming track does not feature Will Oldham or Bonnie Prince Billy. It's just her, but the track is called Moon Lake. So let's get right to them. Here's Bill Callahan, and after that is Scout Niblet.
She lay beside me like a branch from a tender willow tree. I was as still as a river could be. Zephyr swept over her and me. She watched the water ripple, 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 ripple light. Water ripple, 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 she. I did some kind of dance, jaunty as a bee. I tried to look my best, a finch in wild men vest. A fiercer force had wrenched her from where she used to be. I caught and caressed the length of her willow branch, floating on me. Was all that meant to be. Maybe this is all, is all that meant to be. Zephyr
top, then stepped over her and me. Well, I used to be sort of blind. Now I can sort of see. Yeah, I used to be sort of blind. Now I can sort of see.
First year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
I haven't heard that ad before. It was kind of funny to me, actually. We're back. You just heard Scout Niblet. At least I think it's pronounced Scout. I'd feel bad if I was horribly wrong on that one, but it's Scout Niblet with Moon Lake from the album This Fool Can Die Now. And before that was the wonderful Bill Callahan with Rococo Zephyrine from Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. All right, moving right along. This was the centerpiece of the show right here. Perhaps not surprisingly, we're going to listen to some Joanna Newsom. I decided to get a little bit ballsy with this one, and play what I think is the longest track off of the Ease album, which to me is the centerpiece of that album. The track is called Only Skin. I'd only be able to get away with this. I would probably only be able to get away with this on a All Awesome in Your Ears, where it's just me hosting. It is 16 minutes, so it would kind of impose on other song choices, certainly if it was me and M-Bot. But I think for tonight, and plus it gives me a time to just relax here. For tonight we're gonna hear the entire song. For those, this is like the pretty much the size of an entire EP in one song. The for those of you who are, I shouldn't say Joanna Newsom haters, but those who are like even on the fence, I recommend to you to just sit down and just listen to the song in its entirety. So the album in its entirety as well, but certainly right now this song, because it's amazing. I think it's an absolute masterpiece of a song. It also, the song itself, I feel, and I was talking to my girlfriend about this afternoon, that I feel like it all builds towards this like harsh lyrical departure from anything that came before it, when she sings "That's an awfully real gun," and I feel like everything leading up to that has been very like whimsical and very poetic, and that it just, those lyrics hit so hard, it kind of just, I don't know, it shakes you up, and I think it's amazing. I think it's a really smart move on her part. And then after that, Bill Callahan comes in and provides some harmonies, so it's got pretty much everything going for it that I like. I should mention as well that this album was mixed by Jim O'Rourke, who was the other member of Loose Fur, along with Jeff Tweedy and Glenn Coach. So I definitely feel like a lot of these musicians, and a lot of the musicians that have been with Drag City for a long time, contribute to a lot of other artists' albums, and potentially even are responsible for having some of them signed to the label. For instance, I do know that Joanna Newsom for a period of time dated Bill Callahan, and who knows, but it seems like a really good home for her, and they treat her right. I think we got the latest album, Have One on Me, I think, and it's the LP version of it, which is three LPs, and it's huge. It's like a giant encyclopedia, and they definitely put a lot of work into it. So anyways, let's get right to it. This is going to take up a chunk of time, so just kind of relax and enjoy it. This is Joanna Newsom with Only Skin.
To see the retreat of their hairless and blind cavalry, you froze in your sensual, prayed for your poor soul. Sky was a bread roll, soaking in the milk bowl, and when the bread broke, fell in bricks of wet smoke. My sleeping heart woke, and my waking heart spoke. And there was a silence you took to mean something rancid. For alive you will evermore be. And the plague of the greasy black engines, the skulking has gone east. Were you left to explain them to me? Some small death when you were sleepwalking. It was a dark dream, darling. It's over. The fire breather is beneath the clover. Beneath his breathing, there is cold.
devil's hound dog, choking on a feather. But I took my fishing pole, feeling your fever, down to the swimming hole, where there grows a bitter herb that blooms but one day a year. By the riverside, I bring it here. Apply it gently to the love. Through the hustling breeze, and I watched how the water was kneading so neatly, gone trickling, nearly slow to a stop in his heat, in a frenzy, coiling flush along the muscles beneath. Press on me, we are restless. Of seaweed are swaddling, and you call upon the dusk of the mask of a squid chat, full of ink, until you sink into your crib. Rowan among the reeds, among the rushes, I heard your song before my heart had time to hush it. Smell of a stone fruit being cut and being open. Smell of a low and of a lazy cinder.
Thousands. palpable. Tarlin road, teeth an impalpable. Bit of leather while you roll. Heather and hollyhock awkwardly moat along the shore. Are you mine? My heart, mine anymore. Stay with me for a while. That's an awfully real gun. And though life will lay you down, as the lightning has lately done.
Down and deeper. such heights, then all I can do is do, my darling, right by you.
Total epicness right there. That was Joanna Newsom with Only Skin off of her album Ease. I chose to not go with her latest album nor the EP that came after this album because I wanted the opportunity to play that song once on the radio. That is not a radio-friendly song, obviously. So, in case you're just joining us now, that was a 60-minute gap, essentially, between talking. But this is All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your only host for the evening, S-Bots. I normally have a co-host, M-Bot. She's unfortunately not with us tonight. Okay, I have... I think I can get through one more set here. This has been the Drag City show, where I've been playing all Drag City artists. This next one is a really interesting one. It's not so much the artists that are on the album, although that's interesting as well, but it's this is a soundtrack to a film by Harmony Korine. The film is Mr. Lonely. I forgot what I was even talking about there. The film's Mr. Lonely. The real reason why I wanted to play something off of this soundtrack, Drag City released the soundtrack for it, and it's a combination of it's Sun City Girls prior to when they broke up, and it's also the frontman from Spiritualized, who I think he goes under J Spaceman in this. Yeah, he does. J Spaceman. But why I kind of wanted to play this and draw attention to it is because I think this will be the first... Drag City is going to be putting out Harmony Korine's Trash Humpers, which is, I think, their first foray into film itself. They must have picked up the rights to the film or bought the rights, and now they're the ones who are releasing it. It did the festival circuit earlier this year. It played in Vancouver even. I didn't have an opportunity to see it, unfortunately, but I'm definitely looking forward to watching it, and I'm pretty stoked that I can buy it from Drag City. I think that's great. And because of that, I mean, it probably wasn't because of, but leading up to this, there's been various releases by Harmony Korine on Drag City's label, which is cool, which is great. I think obviously it's all art, film and music goes right hand in hand, and this kind of proves it. So I'm gonna attempt to play two tracks off of this album. They're both really short, but it means that I'm gonna need to be fiddling around with the dials here to go from track to track. So bear with me there. There might be a little gap. The first one is gonna be it's actually an excerpt from the film Mr. Lonely. It's Werner Herzog, who's in the film. He was also in Julian Donkey Boy, which is Harmony Korine's film prior to this one. Who's like incredible beyond being just this like legendary German director. He's also this totally legendary character who's kind of like he's almost become a parody of himself. And it's him. It's just him talking. But he plays. I guess he plays like a priest, I suppose, or something. Something like that. But it's him talking. It's him speaking. And it's kind of a crucial moment of the film. And it talks about what is to come in the film as well. It's him. So it's just him talking is the track. And then following that, it's going to be the Sun City Girls with the track 3D Girls. And this is just kind of a... I think there's a little bit of vocals, but it's predominantly just an instrumental from the album. And then following that is... Sorry, that took a long time to say. Following that, it's going to be the Valerie Project. Again, I knew very little about this group prior to doing research for the show. But kind of hand-in-hand with the... Harmony Korine, Mr. Lonely soundtrack stuff, and kind of the foray into film. This album is meant to be accompanied with this Czech New Wave film called Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. It's a part of like the Czech New Wave, I believe, which is in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And I have no idea, but I'm definitely going to try to check it out now. Apparently, it's about this like 13-year-old Czech girl who, upon entering puberty, she starts being surrounded and harassed by these like demons. She's essentially just is in a, like a living nightmare from what I've read, and there's vampires and witches and stuff like that. Anyway, it seems pretty interesting. There seems to be a lot of metaphors in that, but yeah, it seems really interesting. I look forward to tracking it down. But the project itself, the Valerie Project, is it's predominantly members from Espers, which is another band. It's kind of like they were in the whole freak folk movement, but they were on Drag City, as well as these other musicians, including Charles Cohen, who's an experimental musician who does... I can't even think of the word to go with it. Anyways, he's an experimental musician, and he doesn't rehearse for anything. It's just all kind of like, it's just all off the cuff, the stuff he records. So it must have been an interesting recording session for this. The name of the track is Burned at the Stake, and it reminded me, I recently watched the Passion of Joan of Arc by Carl Dreyer, who's like a Danish filmmaker. It's a silent film from the early 20s, and it's... It's an engrossing film. It's a hugely emotional to watch, and there is Joan of Arc gets burned at the stake, and this definitely reminded me of it. It seemed like the music would be appropriate for it as well. So here we go. This is going to be Werner Herzog. The name of the track for the Werner Herzog one is let me just see here. Father Umbrilo's Broke Hangman. I guess he's a father in the film. And following that is going to be the Sun City Girls with 3D Girls. And after that, it's going to be the Valerie Project with Burned at the Stake. Enjoy.
We here in the broken nation are tired and bruised. We've been left here alone with nothing. We've been abandoned. We are like vomit in the street outside of a seedy bar. We've been relegated to the bottom of the barrel. And all our senses of understanding and love seem gone forever. In order to survive here, we have to become like animals. And we have to forgo all sense of civility and understanding. How is it possible that a nun can fly? How is it possible that he falls out of a plane and lands unscathed? But who are we? Who are we to scoff at such things? Who are we to doubt such miracles? Alas, we are but tramps in the gutter, here in the broken nation. But a little faith can take us a long, long way. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, in retrospect, that probably wasn't the best song to end the night with. That's seems like a little bit seems like a little bit much, a little bit foreboding, a bit doomful. But nonetheless, that's how we're gonna end it. Also, the word I was thinking of was improvisational. The Charles Cohen, who contributed to that last track we just heard, is a experimental improvisational musician. I was saying things like, oh, he's off the cuff, but I just couldn't remember that word, and it came to me, so I thought I'd say it. Yeah, that was just the Valerie Project with Burned at the Stake, just like the song sounds, from their self-titled The Valerie Project, and before that was beautiful little excerpt from Mr. Lonely by Werner Herzog, and then the Sun City Girls with 3D Girls. And that's our show. We've run a little bit over, but I just got a call from Maxwell. He's running a little bit behind, so Mondo Trasho will have to wait just for a little bit. I hope everyone enjoyed it. This has been the Drag City Show for Labels That Rock, my robo brain chip. In 2 weeks' time, Mbot will be back with me, I hope, and it will be more of a regular show. But nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed it. This has been All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. And I think what I'm going to do is, given how good those Mr. Lonely songs were, those tracks were, I'm just going to start the album from the beginning, and I'll just let it play through until Maxwell gets here. So yeah, thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see you really soon. Good night.
I don't know if you know what it is like to want to be someone else. To not want to look like you look. To hate your own face and to go completely unnoticed. I have always wanted to be someone else. I have never felt comfortable the way I am. All I want is to be better than myself. To become less ordinary and to find some purpose in this world. It is easier to see things in others. To see things you admire and then try and become that. To own a different face. To dance a different dance and sing a different song. It is out there waiting for us, inviting us to change. It is time to become who we are not, to change our face and become who we want to be. I think the world is a better place that way.